What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And y'all, today is March 25th, 2025. And as you can see, the head of this person, we have a special guest today, but it's going to get so much better than that. We can't even start the show without welcoming out my co-host. Come on, producer Britt. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Hey.
Oh, man.
What's up, baby Jones? Welcome to the show.
Hey, he's in here. He in here. Say hi.
He's in
Say
here. Hi.
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Happy Women's History Month. Happy Nutritional Month. Still going on.
Yeah, we still rolling.
Yeah. We got a good show tonight. I'm excited.
We got an amazing show tonight. We also have an amazing guest who's not my son, who's going to show us a little bit more about how we can get paid and how we can monetize in the vending machine industry. But we're going to get to that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But producer Britt, I'm going to kick you the rock. It's on you.
So, what I saw scrolling. So today I got to start with Juju Watkins. It is such a sad day in women's college sports right now. So our girl, she went down. She tore her ACL. Yeah.
No, Juju.
I know. Yeah, that's not so Juju. Sad. Yeah, it's
that
so
hurts
sad.
My heart.
I know. That so there was a staff member from the USC team, and they said they've never heard a stadium get so quiet so fast. Yeah.
That's. Oh God.
I know.
No.
I know.
And you know I was rooting for. You know that's
I know,
my
that's
guy.
Why I was, that's why I had to start here. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Juju.
Yeah. It's a lot of basketball news out there. So, you know, prayers for Juju. Hope she gets full recovery. Get her back on the court soon. Take your time. But yeah.
Frowny faces all around.
Frowny faces all around. And then we got Dame time here. This just came out maybe like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, 35 minutes ago. But Damian Leonard is out. He's out. Yeah, his right calf has some blood clots. So he is out indefinitely. So we need everybody to be healthy right now.
Oh my goodness, man. And he still ain't got him a chip yet.
He ain't got no chip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm about to say he ain't gonna get him one this year, but dang, okay.
Yeah, he's not.
Come on.
So we reported a couple of times. I mean, we had a whole show about this DEI target situation. TikTok, I did see this for myself. Target shut down their comment section on TikTok. Ain't that crazy? Yeah.
I mean,
they're feeling it.
It would be in your best interest. Producer Britt, every time I drive by Target, the parking lot is looking real skimpy.
It really is.
Y'all really ain't messing with Target right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like for real. Y'all really not messing with Target.
Yeah. So like, people are standing 10 toes down when it comes to this Target boycott. So the power is with the people. So we gather together and we're doing our thing. I ain't shopping. I ain't did nothing. Don't need nothing.
We haven't gone to Target. I talked to my wife. She was like, that's going to be easy. So we ain't been to Target. And we here. You know, we getting our stuff elsewhere. We'll order offline if we have to, but Target ain't. Target ain't the Target no more.
It just shows you how you can just literally buy directly from the website or. I mean, I know next they want to, you know, go towards Amazon, but it's kind of hard for me to, you know, step away from Amazon like that. But it's going to be hard to step away from Amazon. Amazon can get something here tomorrow. Okay? You can get something here tomorrow. So
tomorrow, sometime same day, producer Britt. But this ain't a commercial.
They probably have it here before I wake up because they do that 4 a.m. delivery slot. So it's kind of hard to let that go. But let's focus on Target and how they're still not doing right and they're feeling the hurt with the DEI rollback. So you know, let's continue to show our power together with boycotting Target for, you know, not keeping up with their work. Yeah.
Standing on business and standing together. We need to do it more often.
Yes, yes. So, I used to use their product, use her product. So this is Carol's daughter. She has returned.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Miss Lisa Price, she has returned to a independent owner of her product. She sold her product to L'Oreal USA, and now they sold it back to her. So now she is the owner of her own product again, and she's working alongside a trusted, I believe she said a trusted beauty influencer. So to get the brand back going where it needs to be, because a lot of Black entrepreneurs, they sell, and then, you know, the products change, and then us women, we get upset because we like, well, we want to give you the money, but not the money going to the man. And so, you know, just keep the product yours, and we gonna buy from you any way it goes. So, I know that a lot of people were very upset when she sold her company. So, kudos for Lisa to getting her. Go ahead.
No. That's exactly what I was gonna say. People were not happy when she sold her product, and they felt the way that they felt with her, and you know, they're like, how's she gonna do that? And then, you know, that whole conversation starts off. If that was me, I wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. But now her getting it back is a very interesting chess play, because I wonder how much value she lost, and then. But I'm interested to see how she's gonna flip this and turn this back around to be a win, you know, for her and for the brand.
Yeah, me too. So I'll be watching that. I'll be following that. So I don't have. It wasn't a lot of news out there, Jonathan. It just wasn't a lot. But this is an interesting article I kind of got into. So can ChatGPT really replace therapy? So I know you're like,
I'm listening.
The title is not self-leading. I will say that, you know, I'm all about a headline. Yeah. I do not like misleading headlines, but this one is making a little sense. So what are your thoughts on therapy, Jonathan?
My thoughts on therapy is I really stand on it. I really believe in it, because just like when we had Joe Corley on, you know, the double masters, we had him on last week, and he was just sharing that everybody is going to need a checkup at some point in time. Mm. So I believe in therapy. We all need it. And I reached out to my therapist the other day, and I said, hey, I need to get on the calendar. Just because there's things happening in life. There's loss. There's death, people getting fired from job, whatever it might be.
Right.
There's different events that are affecting us different ways, and we can't even communicate that sometimes. So we might need a therapist to help us navigate through that and give us, you know, some language to put with the feelings that we're having. So yeah, essential.
Essential. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So what if you weren't feeling your therapist and you went the ChatGPT route? So as ChatGPT continues to integrate itself into our everyday lives, many have been using it for something else, and it has caused a debate. So the therapy debate. So from those seeking to air their everyday grievances to those diving into more personal matters, people are sounding off on both sides. So the critics are arguing that, you know, the AI therapy lacks empathy, accountability, and ethical boundaries, making it unreliable. An unreliable alternative to human professionals. So you really can't take this is a job that you can't take, AI, because, you know, you're not credible in this. Not credible.
I don't know, but that's difficult. That's difficult. And I know we're not going to get stuck here for too long, but the reason why I'm only going to say is that's difficult is because ChatGPT, and you know this, ChatGPT and the other AI, based on the educated individuals who are help coding and who are putting in certain prompts, then, you know, the ChatGPT or the AI is going to begin to take that in, and then they're going to account for it. So even with it lacking,
I don't think you're gonna get that one-on-one like you would with Joe. You know,
I mean,
it ain't gonna be the same.
I'm not saying that it can't work, but I am saying that there's a potential that it also could. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. So meanwhile, some of the supporters are saying it provides a sense of relief, emotional processing, and accessibility, mm-hmm. especially since traditional therapy remains out of touch and due to high costs for therapy. So everybody can afford that therapy. Too. Everybody can afford ChatGPT.
People losing jobs. Hey, people losing jobs out here. People, mm-hmm. you know, having only one stream of income, maybe. Hey,
people don't have insurance. So, I mean, if you don't have insurance, don't have then, insurance. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I didn't have a lot of news. There's not a lot of news out there right now, but if maybe I need y'all's help, y'all. So if y'all saw something while you were scrolling, send me a DM at Producer Britt, and I will look at it, and I'll put it into the rotation so I can show it on the show. All right? Jonathan, what we got coming up next?
Yeah, that makes sense. If you saw something, say something. All right? Saw something,
help
say something.
Hit Producer Britt.
let her know what's going on so we can be the ear to the street.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Like yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah. But Producer Britt, just like I was sharing a little bit earlier, I'm excited tonight because we're gonna bring on a phenomenal guest in Raven Turner, and me and her go back some years, and she is gonna just share with us a little bit about her story, and we're gonna also learn a little bit more about this vending machine industry and what all this means. And you gotta stay tuned. All right. So if you haven't subscribed, hit that subscribe button right down here. Okay. And stay tuned for more Speak Your Success. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right, family. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. And like I said before, if you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure to hit subscribe button right down there. Hit that subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. All right, y'all. Now I'm excited to get the dive in with our guest today. And we have Miss Raven Turner. And Raven is the owner and operator of Turner Vending, a successful vending company. She's a public speaker, author of two books, and the creator of Clocking Out for Good, a Substack newsletter helping people escape their 9-to-5 and build their own income streams. Through vending, coaching, and content, Raven breaks down the game on entrepreneurship, financial freedom, and truly taking control of your time and money. Without further ado, welcome to Speak Your Success, Ms. Raven Turner.
Hey, Raven.
Hey, thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, thank you for
most
being
definitely,
here.
Most definitely. Yeah. How you feeling, Raven? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I feel good. I feel great. You know, it's always a great day to be alive. It's a blessing. So I'm just thankful to be here and happy to be a guest on the show.
For sure. For sure. Because, I mean, you know, me and you go back at this point, probably like 5, maybe like 7 years. I'm not 100% sure, Raven.
Yeah. Maybe before 2020. So like 2017, really.
Yeah,
so it's been a minute.
For sure. And I mean, you know, getting you on now, I'm really excited to get you on just because, you know, I've been able to follow your journey from the start, because when we first connected, you know, that was when I know that you had started speaking. I know you were speaking a little bit before, but I know that was when you really started to get into this groove and, you know, you started to turn your speaking into a business, right?
Right. Yep.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, Raven, where are you from?
So I'm from Dallas, Texas, born out here in Dallas, you know, but grew up in Rowlett, Rockwall, you know, east of Dallas more so.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'm in Garland now. And, you know, like Jonathan said, we just go way back from speaking. You know, that's when we first met. We were part of Kendall Ficklin's program. That's kind of how we first got started.
Okay.
And it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
Cool.
For sure. Yeah, Raven. I mean, back in the day, you know, when we was going back and forth, wrapping off flashcards and doing speaking presentations. So,
what do you mean flashcards? What's that?
Raven, I'm gonna let you talk about it. Go ahead, Raven.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yes, this was back when we were like babies in the speaking game. Mm-hmm. You know, we were trying to find our way. So, you know, one thing you want to do as a great speaker is like if someone puts up a card and it has just one word on it, you know, mm-hmm. and it says, let's just say win. Make a story out of win. You know, you're going to tell a personal story. You know, can you tell a story along with a lesson for like 10 minutes off of that one word win? Because that's what great speakers do. You know, if you can do three 10-minute stories, the lesson, you just spoke for 30 minutes, you know? So we used to, you know, do those type of things, break that stuff down. I mean, yeah, I used to go to Jonathan's house with Sam. It'd be the three of us doing content. I mean, yeah, it was a time. And, you know, we worked at Barry overnight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just trying to build this thing, figure it out, you know, young, trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Wow, I love it.
Okay, Raven, so you just spoke about Barry. The people out there may not know what Barry's is, because I don't think producer Britt knows what Barry's is. But, man, producer Britt. So I'm going to give you a little bit of insight, and I'm going to let Raven pick up. But, Raven, so I know you were, you know, you were doing the speaking business, right? And then during that, you also had a job at Barry's. Can you just talk a little bit about what Barry's is and, like, what that process looked like for you from working, speaking, work? Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Barry is a company, Barry Family Services. It's not far. It's a group home. So you are taking care of individuals who have physical and mental impediments. So I was a group home lead, and I worked overnight. They had two shifts. I worked overnight, so 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. And I did this for 10 years. You know, this was not the plan coming out of college. But that's how I got into speaking. You know, my plan was to go be a collegiate athletic director at some school, be the first Black woman. That didn't work out. You know, God clearly had other plans. I wound up moving back home with my parents, and I just got this job. It was just supposed to be for a short period of time. And then I wound up speaking, and then I was like, you know, I'm going to go from here to being a full-time entrepreneur. But it did not work like that. Because, you know, in speaking, you can literally do great for like 2 months, 2-3 months, get like four engagements a month at $3,500 or $5,000. But then you don't get anything for 2 or 3 more months. So I'm not about to leave my parents' house yet. You know, you really have to, like, when it comes to speaking, you really have to somewhat be close to a household name or have one or two people helping you book engagements. It's a lot. So That's you know, and I wind up getting Jonathan on overnight, another guy, friend of ours named Sam. He used to do like our videos for us. We kind of had like a whole little system going.
I love it.
Yeah, so I did that for 10 years. And I just recently left Barry, Jonathan. So in like January of this year. So now